Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We didn't know about a World Wide Web. Was a whole different game being played. That's when I was a kid. Wanna get down in a cool way. Picture yourself on a beautiful day. Big bell bottoms and groovy long hair. Just a walking in style with a portable CD player. No, you would listen to the music on the AM radio.
I look back about a week when this all began. We've had 25 total canceled flights over the last week. But to put that in perspective, we typically see about 560 flights during that time. So what we've seen is about a 4.5% cancellation rate in airline flights.
So that's Matt Coughlin, the airport director for Pensacola International Airport, talking during the mayor's press conference yesterday afternoon, saying that the total number of impacted flights based on what happened with the shutdown and the throttling of air traffic control so far has been just 25 flights out of 560 in a week. So, like you said, about 4%.
The big days were Friday and Sunday. As of yesterday, we had no cancellations. This morning, we had one cancellation, but it was unrelated due to mechanical issues for an airline. But other than that, it seems to have smoothed out. It's a pretty seamless transition right now for people going through the airport.
Yeah, and looking at the board, looks like there's a flight into Charlotte delayed until 2, but I'm guessing that's from weather and may not be due to the throttling. But it might be, you know. What's that?
It's a hub.
Right.
Yeah, it's a hub for American.
I wouldn't want to say for sure one way or the other, but yeah, I think we'll still have a little bit of effect, you know, because it's not like you just restart the government. Everything's back to normal. It's going to take a while to get everything running up to speed. Very interesting conversation or speech or however you want to describe it. You know, the Escambia County Commission and also, I mean, Santa Rosa and everybody, they do these Employee of the Month recognitions and retirements sometimes for significant retirements. And Kenneth O'Kyle is a corrections officer, a lieutenant in the corrections office. So he was working at the jail. And he retired after 26 years for Escambia County. And one of his dear friends, a co-worker of his, Lieutenant Joe Riles, who had already retired, gave a very, it was passionate, it was interesting, and it also brought new perspective, for me anyway, about what happened during the explosion of the Central Booking and Detention Facility back in 2014. Now, this is about 3 minutes long, but I wanted you to hear it, almost 4 minutes long. I want you to hear it in its entirety because it was moving to me, and I don't want to interrupt it.
I do not have the words to truly describe what this man has proven to be as a brother and a leader on and off the job. One of the many highlights of him, that guy right there with what may appear to be a smug look on his face, quote, showing up was when I needed him most, which was on April 30th, 2014, when the Central Booking and Detention Center on Leonard Street exploded from a gas leak, killing two people, and put a fellow officer, Chris Hankinson, in a wheelchair for the rest of his life and injuring everyone there to some degree. Detention Officer Kyles, his title of position at that time, had already put in a full 12-hour workday and was off duty at home when he heard about our dire situation. Many would have been relieved and glad they were not on duty and would have cringed, hoping not to be called in. And I don't blame them a bit. And I myself would have probably felt the same way had I been in that position, but not Kyles. He instead suited back up and responded to the call of duty without having to be called in, but was needed more than anyone knew. Not only did he respond, but he stepped up in the face of uncertainty and most possibly death to receive orders to do whatever had to be done. I was a hands-on lieutenant officer in charge that dreadful night, and I had to send many brave officers and other first responders into harm's way. But it was Kyles that I finally relinquished my keys to, the key to any door in the building. It was unknown if there was even a door to put a key in, and if there was still a door, would it open with a mere key? And if it did, would there be a floor on the other side? Would you be able to make it, let alone make it back out? When given the instructions, not orders, mind you, even though he was there to take orders, the instructions were to enter and guide firefighters through this demolished, blood-saturated building to possibly do a final rescue and clearance of this death trap. And he did this without readily available personal protection equipment. His final instructions from me before going on this mission was an order. Quote, you must come back alive. And he did. But it is still to this day unknown the full extent of damage and the price paid for that mission. I'll be forever grateful to him and many others that bravely faced the dangers and trauma of that fateful night. I passed the torch that night, and Kyle's went on to carry it brighter and mightier for many more years, and he has lit a fire in many a man since then. Out of all the things I may say or not say about Kenneth Kyle's today, this is the most important thing I will say. He has been and is still a good daddy to his two boys and family. Congratulations on your success, and thank you for your brave service to our community, and may God continue to bless you throughout your well-deserved retirement. Thank you.
We have a community full of heroes like this that never get the recognition they deserve, that literally make our society go round. Do their duty, do heroic things all the time in difficult circumstances. And thank God for people like Lieutenant Kenneth O'Kyles and Lieutenant Joe Riles. 437-1620. I have one more thought about this in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like Highway 90, 98, 29 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, when the flood hit and then the Brooklyn Detention Center blew up and there was all kinds of, a lot of news coverage of that, it was a major news event for our community. It was life-altering trauma for a lot of people. And that's always true. It's a story at a distance for many of us, but it is life-altering events for some people. And at the risk of watering down the impact of what Lieutenant was just saying, Lieutenant Riles, I do want to explain something because I hope it helps you grasp what heroes are. Most people, like in this situation, he's at home, the call comes in, he doesn't do anything other than suit up and get back to work after 16 hours, right? And it's just like Ryle said, it's like that's for a lot of people, they would have been like, thank God I wasn't there. And then if they get asked, okay, fine, I gotta go. There was no question for him. And if you praise him for this, he probably thinks, well, it's just what you're supposed to do. The heroes that I have ever known, the people I've ever talked to who do heroic things, usually for them, it was impossible not to do the thing they did. It wasn't like they sat there and worked themselves up to have the courage or the devotion or the dedication to do the supererogatory, that means highly overmoral thing. They just did it. They had done the right thing so many times that it was their habit. That literally staying home would have been a violation of his character. You know what I mean? Like that's how heroes are. And what makes them so different from most people is that they have gradually over time behave themselves into such a habit of character that they literally can't do the inadequate thing. And so really, the heroic thing is not the thing itself. The heroic thing is the gradual thousands of practice behaviors when you do right and do right and do right and do right and make it almost impossible for you to do wrong anymore. When I was teaching ethics, I used to use kind of a 1 to 10 chart, from bad to good or from mediocre to good. And think of every person as having a sort of character zone on this chart. Like the average person is capable of doing, between a 0 and a 3 or between a 1 and a 4. Sometimes they're at a 4, sometimes they're at a 1. They're never at a 6, they're never at a 0. Over time, as you behave, the center of your zone changes. up or down. And so when you look at scoundrels who do things you can't imagine doing, what they've done over time is behave their zone down so far that it's impossible for you, but unavoidable for them. It's the same with heroes. When you look at what heroes do, what they've done over time is behave themselves into a habit that their zone is so high, 7 to 10, let's say, and you're sitting there at a 2 to 4, and you're like, man, how'd they do that? Well, the answer is they could not by the time that thing came to happen. So character is built slowly, gradually, incrementally, over a long period of time, and then eventually when push comes to shove, you do the right thing because you couldn't do it. That's why heroes are often so embarrassed about celebrating them, because they literally feel like, well, yeah, of course I did, you know? I mean, just a thought, and again, I cherish these people. There are so many others that never are going to get the recognition for the things they did, but Lieutenant Kyles and Lieutenant Riles, thank you for sharing this with us. I really appreciate you.
I just had a quick question. Are there any negative numbers?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
okay.
Yeah. I mean,
you said zero.
It depends on what you define a zero as. Is a zero like totally wicked evil, or is a zero just like, you know, average mediocre selfishness? You know?
I just wanted to, because there's several people.
I would say
negative
10 numbers. To 10 is a better way to think of okay. It. Sure. Yeah. Good question.
The History of the Blues is presented by Lambert Transfer and Storage.
Being chosen to fly with the Blue Angels is a great honor and a career-topping assignment, but it is not without risk. Since 1946, 263 fighter pilots have flown with the Blues, and 19 of them were killed while flying with the team. The fatality rate of 7.2% far exceeds that of the Navy's overall fleet. On October 28, 1999, Lieutenant Commander Kieran O'Connor was flying the two-seat No. 7 jet during circle and arrival maneuvers in Valdosta, Georgia. In the back seat was Lieutenant Kevin Colling, who had just been selected to join the team for the following season. The plane went down, and both pilots perished. In April 2007, the Blue Angels were performing at the Marine Corps Air Station in Beaufort, South Carolina, when Lieutenant Commander Kevin Davis in the No. 6 jet reported by radio that he was out of position for a rendezvous with the other five jets. He pulled a 6.8G turn in an effort to catch up with his teammates. But Davis had insufficient airspeed and altitude to maintain flight control and was killed in the crash. Because it was so early in the season, former Blue Angel Lieutenant Commander Craig Olson, who had previously flown both No. 5 and No. 6 solo positions, was brought back to the Blues for the remainder of the 2007 season. 9 years would pass without a fatality, but on June 2, 2016, Marine Corps Captain Jeff Koos was practicing the Split S maneuver for the Great Tennessee Air Show in Smyrna when his jet hit the earth. Although he ejected, he did not survive. The Blue Angels were grounded when a budget battle in Washington resulted in significant cuts to the Defense Department. On March 1, 2013, the Navy announced the cancellation of the Blue Angels season after just two air shows. The team resumed flying in 2014. The Blue Angels 2015 season saw their first female aviator on the team when Marine Corps Captain Katie Higgins, a 2008 graduate of the Naval Academy, began flying in the flight deck of Fat Albert, the Lockheed Martin C-130 Hercules. April 2017 was a busy month at Sherman Field on board NAS Pensacola as the Blue Angels hosted two flight demonstration teams. Early in the month, the Blues were joined for a few days by the French Air Force's flight demonstration team, the 8-plane Patrouille Acrobatique de France. That occurred just days after they and the Blues performed at the Sun and Fun International Fly-In at Lakeland, Florida. 2 weeks later, the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds visited for 3 days of joint training exercises that concluded with the two teams performing a combined flyover along Pensacola Beach. I'll be back with more after this.
Need to move across town, across country, or even across the globe? Trust Lambert Moving Systems. Veteran-owned, military-approved, and now celebrating over 100 years of moving excellence. As a quality award winner, BBB accredited, and agent for North American Van Lines, they handle local, long-distance, industrial, and international moves with packing, storage, and warehousing available. Serving Pensacola to Mobile and all surrounding areas and supporting the Gary Sinise Foundation. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Go LambertTeam.com.
The Blue Angels flight demonstration is a spectacular sight. Come along as we attend an air show in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Onslaught better than we usually do.
All right, chums, I'm
ready, guys.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
I love when I learn things and then I say them to my kids and they look like, how do you know that? We were at the movie theater the other day. He wanted to go see Chainsaw Manhead, whatever it is, the new anime-ish one.
And you went and saw it?
No, I took him. I dropped him off.
Oh, okay.
But the they rang it up and it's the Discount Tuesday, you know, mm-hmm. thing. And the guy's like, it's $6.71. And he did his hands. And I looked at my son and he looked back at me and I thought, be cool, bro. So John Pickens has got traffic on the, sevens, whatever.
It's 6-7.
There you go.
All right, Highway 29 and Detroit Boulevard, we've got an accident. It's off to the side of the road. I'm not seeing any slowdowns associated with that one, so good news. I-10, I-1, 10, 29, 90, 98, they're all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Detroit?
Detroit.
Sure it is. David Wayne is in. No, it's... I'm from Detroit.
I know, but Southern people say it like this.
Mm. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines, David.
You know, I think this 6-7 thing drives me crazier knowing the story behind it.
Oh, and how utterly silly it is?
I was in like blissful ignorance of it before, and now it's everywhere.
Think about
and
the
I can't help
grade
but notice
school
it.
And middle school teachers.
Oh, I feel terrible for
him. Yeah, fair enough.
Well, after some weather delays, Blue Origin says they are planning to try again today to launch their mission to Mars. The new Glenn rocket was supposed to blast off on Wednesday afternoon with two Mars orbiters, but the intense solar storms forced the second delay of the week. Today's launch window opens just about 3 p.m. Eastern time. The president will sign an executive order today on foster care. The signing ceremony is happening at the White House with First Lady Melania Trump. The executive order will reportedly be focused on support for youth in foster care who age out of the system and enter adulthood. And the FAA now putting a freeze on flight reductions at airports since the government shutdown is over. Flights were being reduced, of course, due to staffing shortages.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620, that's my phone number if you want to text me anything at all. If you have a company, you have employees, you have to deal with health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability. You have to manage HR, you have to manage payroll. You know, all of the detail-y red tape type stuff that nobody in their right mind likes to do, except there is somebody in their right mind who does like to do that. That's the folks at Torgerson Consulting. Like, they're the weirdos. The stuff that you hate to do, they love to do, so they got into business to do the stuff that you don't like to do, because then you guys both benefit from it. They've been working with us here at Cat Country and News Radio for about 4.5 years. Fantastic. We love them. Great customer service. Excellent, excellent taking care of our benefits. More than 20 years helping local companies just like yours do this better. Give them a call. No obligation for them to come in and look at what you're doing and see if there's a way to do it better or cheaper or both. 433-9996 or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
This is the Fox News Alert. I'm Chris Foster. Congress approves it, and President Trump signs into law a spending bill to end the government shutdown.
Six Democratic House members voting with the majority of the Republican caucus to reopen the government. Many Democrats are still furious with a handful of their Senate colleagues who voted to end the shutdown despite not getting anything for their biggest demand, which was more money to help cover Obamacare insurance plans.
Fox's Mark Meredith. The judge in Virginia hears arguments today about dropping criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Comey is challenging Lindsey Halligan's appointment as interim U.S. attorney in Eastern Virginia, alleging she isn't qualified to bring any indictments as she's timed out of the role and never served in the Justice Department. Halligan was an insurance attorney before working for President Trump.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Comey's accused of lying to Congress, James of charges related to mortgage fraud. Both call the prosecutions politically motivated. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it's 49 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. A judge has denied a motion for a new trial for the man convicted of murdering a woman outside of the Mugs and Jugs bar last year. The Pensacola News Journal reporting that Circuit Judge Amy Broderson has rejected Christian Ketchup's request for a retrial, saying he did receive a fair trial. Ketchup was convicted of second-degree murder for fatally shooting Tierra Binion 10 times in the bar's parking lot in August of 2023. His attorney argued that the trial was unjust. The judge disagreed. Ketchup faces life in prison at his sentencing hearing next week. Northwest Florida is embracing artificial intelligence to manage its roadways. Officials breaking ground yesterday on the Regional Traffic Management Center that'll use AI and prototype technology to revolutionize how the area handles traffic. The facility on North W Street in Escambia County will control more than 380 traffic signals across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Currently, there's manual switching of signals, and on the emergency preemption side, it's connected directly to the emergency vehicles and the signals. But in the future, it's going to be a situation where the system learns based on the cameras, looking at traffic patterns, even including pedestrians walking back and forth across a roadway at a signalized intersection. It will recognize a near miss of an automobile and a bicycle or an automobile and a pedestrian and can make adjustments to the signals at that time.
Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright. Officials say that center will blend the cutting-edge technology with human oversight. It'll be staffed around the clock, and AI will do the heavy lifting. Now, that system should be operational in a few years. All of the funding for the Traffic Management Center is coming from the Florida Department of Transportation. World-class sailing is coming to Pensacola Bay this weekend. The Pensacola Yacht Club hosting the Melges 24 U.S. National Championship. It's going to happen Friday through Sunday. Teams will be competing from Puerto Rico, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Germany. The Melges 24 is an American-made high-performance sailboat. It's been a big favorite at the club. Spectators can watch the races from Sanders Beach Park and the downtown waterfront. Regatta organizers say they are expecting strong competition and a great turnout for that three-day event. The annual holiday food drive is on at Escambia County Public Schools. You can donate items until December 5th.
Here's something to remember this time of year. Escambia Public Schools, in partnership with Mana Food Pantries, are conducting the annual holiday food drive with a goal to collect 20,000 pounds of food by December 5th. Non-perishable food donations can be dropped off at any ECPS school, the Vernon McDaniel Building on Pace Boulevard, or the Office of Community Involvement at the Hall Center over on Tahar Drive. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Well, there is now a $10,000 reward for information leading to the capture of the suspected killer of Dean Chambers. Pensacola police say that Chambers' family has put up the reward for information leading to an arrest. Additional reward money could also be awarded if that information is received through Crime Stoppers.
You can contact the police department directly and request Detective Robinson, that is the lead detective in the case. The information could be called into our dispatch or our main contact line. Information could also be put forward to Crime Stoppers.
PPD's Sergeant Brittany Sturgeon. Police released photos and a video of that suspect yesterday. That is up on the News Radio website. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 are all looking good. Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road. We're starting to see just some minor delays in that area. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at some partly cloudy skies today, high near 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55. For Friday, nice sunny skies with a high near 75 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 56. Going into Saturday, plenty of sunshine, high near 75. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Warming up, we've got 55 degrees, sunshine this morning in Pensacola. It's 55 in Gulf Breeze, 47. Partly cloudy reported in Milton. Your next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. Mixed quarterly results out of Disney moments ago. The entertainment giant's earnings topped analysts' expectations, but revenue came up a bit short, thanks in part to a lackluster slate of theatrical film releases. Network ad revenue also suffered. Disney shares are down 3.25% ahead of the market open. Will we get another rate cut before year's end? Boston Federal Reserve President Susan Collins, a voting member of the Fed's policymaking committee, said she, for now, would be reluctant to support further interest rate cuts anytime soon, with inflation still high and a lack of full economic data due to the government shutdown. And amid rising government spending, Britain's Labour government is preparing its second major tax increase in as many years. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower at the moment. On Wednesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at a record high above the 48,000 level, but the NASDAQ Composite ended lower, the S&P just a smidge higher. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
This holiday season, whether you're shopping for clients, coworkers, or loved ones, Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze makes gift-giving easy and memorable. From custom apparel and drinkware to unique holiday gifts and decor, you'll find the perfect way to show your appreciation and spread cheer. Make your gifts stand out with personal touches and professional quality, all from your local experts at Prim and Proper. Visit them at 336 Gulf Breeze Parkway or primandproper.com.
Anderson Subaru has some outstanding fall offers on select 2025 Subarus. Choose 1.9 for 48 or 2.9 for 72 on Foresters. Get 1.9 for 63 on Crosstrek. Or choose 0% for 36 or 0.9 for 72 on Outbacks. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
That's the payoff. 641 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, had a good opportunity to be at the groundbreaking for the Regional Traffic Management Center, the RTMC. The RTMC is what houses the ATMS for the TPO, so if you don't know all those acronyms, too bad for you. No, the Transportation Planning Organization is the collective entity of local governments like City of Pensacola and Gulf Breeze and Milton and Escambia and Santa Rosa County and Baldwin County that do projects that affect, you know, big-time transportation issues in the region, or it is sometimes called the regional planning. I forget the name of that. There's all these acronyms. Anyway, the ATMS is the automated traffic management system, which is the one that basically maneuvers lights to facilitate traffic flow whenever there's a problem. You think like on Davis Highway, you think down at Pensacola Beach and some other places in Milton. They've been doing this as well. And it's been sort of getting going as we add traffic. You know, it takes cameras, it takes remote activation capability. You have to have people staffing the center. And there already is such a place where they do this, at least some of the time. What the new thing, the RTMC, is going to be, it's a big building next to the emergency operations. I really could do the EOC. There's all these acronyms that are relevant on W Street. And it's going to be a building that houses all of the apparatus to manage the traffic in both counties. This is a big deal. This is a really good thing. This is where we're going to, you know, sort of long-term solutions without having to build roads and expand road size for improving capacity, traffic flow, getting you to work faster, getting emergency vehicles there faster, all kinds of stuff. There's even this Emerald Green Light program, and that has to do with, you know, managing traffic around bases. Anyway, there's a lot built into this. Had a good chance yesterday. I was at the groundbreaking for this. This is not going to actually be done for another couple of years, but the groundbreaking was yesterday. And I talked with Curtis McBride with MyoVision. That's the company that is handling and developing all the software with the AI that takes all the information, learns, applies it to traffic patterns, and helps us get there better.
So tell me your name and what you do.
So my name is Curtis McBride. The company is MyoVision Technologies, and we help cities to understand and optimize traffic flow.
Oh, fantastic. So you are the operating system and the principles and what's going to actually happen on the streets with the technology that's being going to come into this building, right?
We hope so. I mean, we're already doing a lot of work with various agencies around here. We actually got our very first customer about 11 years ago was Escambia County. So okay. we love working in the area. And yeah, as they expand what they're looking to do, we're hoping to be a big part of it.
So tell me, you know, imagine I don't know anything. Tell me what MyoVision is, what it's been doing, and what it'll do better once you have this building constructed.
Yeah, so I mean, fundamentally, we help cities to understand congestion and traffic safety. So help them to understand it and then improve it. So if you don't like waiting at a red, you know, we're the group that comes in and helps. Or if you want to improve, you know, cyclist safety, we can come in and help. And then today, for some of the folks that are here, we demonstrated an ability to bring data from an intersection directly into the dash of a car. So it tells you, you know, you want to avoid hitting that red light ahead, drive 60% the speed limit, and the light will turn green by the time you get there, so you can avoid stopping.
Okay, so it's a lot of times it's not just about cleaning up congestion. It'd be about facilitating traffic flow, which, you know, slower can be smoother, and smoother traffic is more fuel efficient. It feels more enjoyable as the, you know, the driver or the passenger. Am I thinking about the right things here?
No, that's exactly it. So, I mean, traditionally we would help cities to change timing without really having the driver be involved in making traffic better. Right. But by bringing that information directly into the cab of the vehicle, all of a sudden the driver can actually be a participant in making traffic flow better because they have more knowledge about, you know, how the traffic lights are going to change.
And now, is that Commissioner Wright had said that was certain brands of cars. Is that something that's only in some brands? It's optional. It's becoming ubiquitous. What's the status of that in-car information availability?
Yeah, so we're working really hard to get it into every make and model of OEM vehicle we can. Today we're in the Volkswagen group, so, you know, Volkswagen, Audi, those kind of vehicles.
Okay.
And then we were also actually talking to the commissioner about potentially doing a white label app so that people, if they don't drive an Audi, they could still download an app and have the same exact experience.
And then talk a little bit about, because I think people understand some of the traffic management stuff with lights, timing, flushing, the AI learning about the patterns and being able to recognize what didn't work in the past and implement it in the future. But talk about how this is going to work with multimodal, with pedestrians, bicyclists, my least favorite thing in the whole wide world, e-bikes. But how is this system going to affect safety for them and also for the drivers dealing with them?
Yeah, so I'll give you a few examples, but one of the examples would be one of the things that our system does is it looks for near crashes, right? So we've all had that experience where you're like, ooh, that was a close call.
By the way, I love that you call it a near crash instead of a near miss. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, well done. Go on.
Yeah. So with a near crash, instead of looking at 10 years of crash history and going, okay, this is unsafe because we have 10 years of data saying it's unsafe based on actual crashes, we look at statistics about like near crashes, and then instead of having to wait 10 years before you fix a problem, you can take a proactive step and basically, you know, try to fix the problem before something actually occurs. So that's one thing. The other thing that we were showing off today is that because we have real-time knowledge of, you know, is there a cyclist in the intersection? Is there a pedestrian in the intersection? We can actually get that
through sensors that are separate from the cameras or integrated into the cameras and the lights?
It's a video-based sensor. So we run software. We don't move the video anywhere, but we run software on the video stream and turn it into metadata that says, hey, there's a bus.
You have a raw feed that the AI interprets.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, but because we have that data coming in to use for things like our near miss product, we can stream that real time to a driver to say, hey, be extra alert. Maybe it's dark or it's foggy, be extra alert. There's a cyclist in the crosswalk as you approach the intersection. So just giving, you know, that additional sort of eye in the sky, additional context to the driver can be really powerful in terms of like improving safety.
I'm going to pause this interview. I got just a couple more minutes of it. But again, this is me talking with Curtis McBride with the MyoVision company that is handling all of the application software for the infrastructure that we are integrating with the Regional Traffic Management Center. This is all like really next generation stuff. And I can even see a future where basically on your windshield, you might have a car pop up, bicyclist ahead or, you know, pedestrian crossing, or, you know, there's all kinds of ways, and including some of the passive driving systems that helps, you know, keep your car safe from you if you don't do a great job of it. There's all kinds of possible applications for this. Back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. One accident on the big board right now, Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway. It's got a roadblock associated with it. I'm just starting to see some minor delays on Blue Angel, but we'll keep you updated on that. I-10, I-110, they're all looking good. 90-98 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Curtis McBride with MyoVision yesterday at the groundbreaking for the Regional Traffic Management Center here in Escambia County on W Street by the Emergency Operations Center.
Safety.
And as I remember, the first corridor for experimenting with some of this, particularly the pedestrian safety, is US 29, basically right up the road here.
Yep.
From I-10. Somewhere around Brent or Airport, I think, is the stretch that it's going to be. Is that right? Am I thinking about the right things in conjunction with each other now?
You might know more than me.
Oh, okay.
there was a day when I knew everything going
All
on,
right,
but
fair enough.
That sounds about right.
I mean, one of like a perennial problem that we have in this area is people at night crossing, not at crosswalks, not at lights, wearing dark clothing. It's very dangerous for them. Very dangerous for other cars. This integrated system is designed to try to solve some of that too, right?
Yeah, exactly. So anywhere where we have a visual sensor where we can see someone doing that, we can get that information into the vehicle. So, and whether that's a passenger vehicle or, you know, through partnerships with folks like Samsara and Geotab, we actually get it into freight vehicles, right?
Okay.
So anything about like a large transport truck trying to, you know, navigate the network safely, you know, getting information of them about, you know, cyclists alongside your truck, or a cyclist ahead of you. Those kinds of things can be big difference makers.
Last question for you is, how much of this, it sounds like in an ideal world you'd have, I mean, like self-driving cars, obviously it's going to be more and more prevalent. This kind of technology would be perfect for using them because they're not the human reacting to the news. They are just implementing the news as they get it. But how much of a difference can you make in efficiency when it's still human drivers making the choices, reacting the information, incomplete even reception of the signal because they don't maybe have the right kind of car or the right app? How much difference can it make when we're in the between here and there stage?
I mean, I think we can make a big difference. There are certainly, you know, distracted driving. You know, if you're not paying attention to the alert that we give you that tells you to be extra alert, like, you know, there's only so much we can do there. But if we assume that, you know, drivers on average are good actors and want to be safe and want to avoid hitting pedestrians and things like that, I think getting that information to those drivers can be really impactful.
I said last, but I do have one other that made me think of. Is there any element of this that is designed to identify either impaired, drowsy, drunk? Is there any part of this that's meant to be assisting law enforcement and you could alert the driver, hey, you're drowsy, you know? I mean, yeah. I think of a system like that, that, I mean, some people might be apprehensive about that, but also if that's what it takes to really help get bad drivers off the road or to drive better, it seems like it could be useful. But I don't know, is the technology moving towards that?
I mean, some of the things you said probably wouldn't necessarily be us, which isn't to say that it couldn't be done. Like, but we're at the intersection, kind of, you know, 30 feet in the air, looking down at what's going on. So things like drowsy driving, you know, it'd be hard for us to distinguish that.
Not so much,
you know,
down the road surface as much. Okay.
Yeah, but for example, like, let's say we saw someone, in the path that we see the vehicle taking, they're swerving all through the intersection in the field of view that we have. And that looks, you know, way outside of what would be a normal, you know, pattern for a vehicle to drive through the intersection. It's not something we do today, but we could certainly, like, that, like, there's nothing technically stopping us from, you know, building a little learning algorithm that could say that looks like someone who's either impaired, maybe having cardiac arrest, like something where,
right,
you know, responder might want to just go and check on it. But again, not something we do today.
Very well. Thank you for the time. Thanks for working on this. Nice to meet you, and appreciate all the... Absolutely appreciate all the work being done for traffic safety.
Yeah, well, we love the opportunity, so thank you.
So the more you kind of get your brain around what they're doing with the technology, the more you can see the variety of applications for this in the future, in addition to merely spacing out traffic and, you know, for example, telling drivers, you know, hey, go 40 miles an hour here, and that'll, you know, if everybody kind of obeys that, then you can avoid the problem that's being created by congestion and people bumping up and into each other. So it's really interesting stuff. That's, again, the company that does that is MyoVision. This was at the groundbreaking yesterday for the Regional Traffic Management Center. 437-1620, that is my phone number. If you have thoughts or questions at any time, of course, you can always text me. I'm Andrew McKay.
Curbside recycling in the city of Pensacola is important to preserving the environment and keeping the city clean. But people have questions. What can be recycled? When do the trucks come? How much does it cost? Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 to hear Daryl Singleton and John Scanlon with the City of Pensacola Sanitation discuss the City of Pensacola recycling program. Everything you need to know to recycle and help keep Pensacola beautiful.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Open enrollment is here, and this year you can enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840. Again, that's 850-477-5840, and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BVA Florida Blue.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get off my property.
It's a free country. I can do whatever I want.
Get off my property or I'll call the cops on you.
Well, then do it. Go on.
Maybe I will. Gosh.
One of the things that I love about y'all is you're so salty. you're so snarky all the time. And I feel vaguely proud of slash responsible for that. You know, cultivate the listeners who share the character traits. But somebody's like, I don't know about this whole, you know, regional traffic management system, MyoVision, ATMS. I kind of like stopping at every single light on Davis Highway.
I know, right?
Ah, yep. The good old days. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still dealing with the accident that happened at Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway. It's off to the side of the road, but I'm not seeing any delays. Just wanted you to be aware of it. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Starting to see our typical construction congestion delays in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. But by the way, I mean, have you noticed over the course of, and you got to go back to remember, but, you know, over the last 3 to 4 years, traffic on Davis Highway is better because they're managing it. John, you give me the side eye. You don't think so? You press X to doubt?
Yes, press X.
Okay.
I don't know where the button
Same
is.
Same in Milton. It's better. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the 43-day government shutdown is now over after President Trump signed a funding bill passed by Congress.
The FAA freezing flight reductions at 6% instead of the planned 10% by Friday, with easing staffing shortages set to gradually unsnarl weeks of delays and cancellations.
And that's NBC's Alice Barr. Federal employees now heading back to the job Those who continue to work through the shutdown will wait to learn when they receive their back pay. Federal food assistance will also resume for the millions of people who were affected by that. The president signing an executive order today on foster care. That signing ceremony happening at the White House with First Lady Melania Trump. The executive order is focused on support for youth in foster care who age out of the system and enter adulthood. And there is a new study out suggesting that lupus is caused by the Epstein-Barr virus. It's a study published Wednesday. Researchers at Stanford say they've found evidence that the common Epstein-Barr virus could cause lupus by driving the body to attack its healthy cells. And there is currently no designated treatment for lupus.
Oh, that's why they should release the Epstein files.
Oh, you beat me to it.
What were you going to say? Release the Epstein file?
Yes. Do it now.
Somebody's like, yeah, that is a good reason. Unrelated. Oh. Unrelated. Epstein is a common name. David, thank you so much for the update. 658 on News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they do this all the time. 3 to 4 homes a week, week after week after week. That means they know how to get it done. That means that, you know, if you've had, you know, trouble getting your home sold, give her a call. See if maybe there's something different that can be done. She was telling me recently that they work with people who, you know, they're on their second, third, fifth realtor, and they come to them and they get the household because it just, you know, it's a harder market these days and you got to know what to do and you got to have a lot of skills and knowledge and you got to be able to do the work and not everybody's having the same level of success. So give her a call. They can take care of you. Even for new builds, you know, new construction. She can help you negotiate, understand the deal. The builders like working with her. And, you know, she's the blue tape lady afterwards to make sure you get exactly what you wanted and don't, you know, just sort of live with the defects that you didn't know you had the right to say to fix that. 659 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, remember we told you, I think it was yesterday, about the at Eglin Air, not Eglin, at Tyndall, they were telling people to take down their too early Christmas decorations. Oh, no, they've reversed course now. the management company's like, it's fine. It's fine. There's nothing to see. We didn't do anything wrong. We regret that we were misunderstood. No, you were clear. You were just wrong. You were dumb. And you did it to service members, and the backlash was enormous. And they're like, we're not going to change Cracker Barrel. Local.